Welcome to Blue Republican Radio. Once again with me, Robin Kerner, the original Blue Republican. And today I am kicking back with Zach, something I do every 5 or 6 weeks on this show. This is Mr. Zach Carter, the Blue Republican media maven. Not just the Blue Republican media maven. He's an all-round liberty media machine. Does a lot of work for Ben Swan. And I'm pleased to say he's found an hour for me today. How are you doing, Zach, my friend?
Super duper, Robin.
I like super duper. That sounds pretty damn good, actually.
It is. Things are really rocking and rolling for the future of Liberty Media.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me about that. Let's just get right in. What's rocking and rolling right now, mate?
So Ron Paul's got his Ron Paul channel, and Ben is a featured voice there. And
this is the Voice of Liberty section, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the voiceofliberty.com. And as of today, you will be too.
Thanks to you, Zach. Thanks to you. You know what? Actually, this is a good time to have you on the show because obviously, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even have a big Blue Republican organization. And as of, any of the listeners who tuned in last week will know, last weekend, I should say, will know that Blue Republican has seen its latest reincarnation, or should I say latest incarnation, with this whole new BlueRepublican.org, and everything is just kind of kicking off now, right? We've got a new site that's really captured the Blue Republican message. Already, it's only been up for a few days. I've already had two conversations with people who are interested in starting new Blue Republican chapters, one in New York, so that's an important state, and one in Indiana. So that seems to be working. We've got the shop, the store with those really cool stickers, the Liberty with Love stickers, constitutional liberal stickers, and the problem is capitalism, not capitalism stickers, which is really kind of cool. Everybody looks at those and goes, oh, that's clever. And so we've got all of that happening. We've got the T-shirts, the merchandise. We're setting up all the new state chapter websites. It's exciting times, and I am now – you know, when you started doing this, Zach, you got me on about 60 interviews – TV, radio, podcast, whatever, that first year after Blue Republican launched. And largely because of your help, I got this huge following now of people who read my articles and share the articles and thousands of people listening to this show. But the big piece of the puzzle that was missing for Blue Republican was that I had no way of contacting them because I didn't know who they are. So the new Blue Republican site is about capturing just an email address and a name so that we can actually stop making this just about articles and pushing out information and actually activate people on the ground to swing elections, whether that be president, governor, state representative, all the way down to school board and dog catcher. Because if we can put the establishment on notice, the Republicans on notice, that the swing votes are pro-liberty, pro-constitution, pro-peace votes, then we can kind of use the duopoly against itself. And you know what? I was in Sacramento last weekend, and every time I go somewhere, I was in Sacramento last weekend, a couple of weekends before that I was in Minnesota giving speeches, communicating about liberty, and there's always kind of one person in the audience that, you know, passionate about liberty, who expresses this kind of frustration or this even quiet desperation that there's just not enough of us, and we're just not coming together, and, you know, we're just ineffective. And, you know, I think part of that is that we're all in our little pro-liberty silos, right? We're all these individuals, and occasionally we come to meetings and meet each other, but then we disperse again. But there's no way of actually harnessing, there hasn't yet been, any way of harnessing all of these disaffected people to push in a particular direction, you know, over a particular issue in a particular state or to back a particular candidate in a particular race. So what now Blue Republican is doing, are putting our money where our mouth is, kind of speak, so to speak, and we've created an app to put in the hands of people, completely grassroots, right? You haven't got to pay for this or anything. It's all just free. So that you can communicate with other people in your community, in your state, in your district, and support the right candidates, the right initiatives, the right events. Get that information right in your hand without doing very much. And you'll be able to know who else is part of this team for liberty, right? So you haven't got to wonder how few or how many there are and where the hell they are, because we're all going to be connected through this free Blue Republican network. So that's the kind of plan. That's where we're at now in the second incarnation. That's 3 years, Zach, after you found me and you started putting this out in the media. So it's grown and grown out of the seeds that you helped sow.
Yeah, after we had tea together on your balcony.
That's right. That's right. But it's not really that sounds so grand when you say balcony. It's really just a patio on the ground level. I didn't have a balcony. And I still don't have a balcony.
You would have had a balcony if you were on the second floor.
Well, yes, yes. I'd have to be going up in the world literally to get a balcony. Yeah, yeah. So, and now, you know, this is why you're so amazing, Zach. I want my listeners to know. I'm always thanking you, but you know, you've been working, I know, persistently to get me and the Blue Republican kind of approach to liberty on Ron Paul's Voices for Liberty, and that's a great success. And you know what? It's amazing how long these things take when you consider that Blue Republican was the biggest coalition from Ron Paul from the first week we existed to basically, you know, the day he, you know, was denied the nomination. And of course, Ron Paul has been on a stage with me and with Tisha Cassidy, the chair of Blue Republican Colorado, right in front of the Blue Republican banners and endorsed us from the stage. That was one hell of a moment. So I'm glad that this is continuing now as Blue Republican gets a little bit of play on, you know, the Ron Paul Institute.
Yeah, yeah.
Good work, man. Good work. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. And the other thing I'm excited about is a little bit of my Jimi Hendrix plan. is finally working. For those listening who don't know, Jimi Hendrix had like a hard time getting mainstream attention, you know, here in the States. And so, you know, him and a lot of artists started going overseas and becoming big over there. So I also landed Robin an interview with a mainstream media outlet when he'll be in London next month.
Yes. Yeah. And that was fantastic, Zach. You know, this is something that I really want to make happen. You know, I see what some of the folks in Britain are doing to take down the establishment kind of polity over there. And, you know, they're successful in some ways that we aren't. And on the other hand, we are successful as a liberty movement now, as a kind of an increasingly popular liberty movement. We're successful in ways that they aren't. And as an Anglo-American, you know, born British and adopted America as my nation, I really want to get people who care about the kind of things that we care about on both sides of the pond to, like, hear each other, to know what each other is doing, you know, because I think there's so much potential synergy and just morale boosting, you know, from knowing that this isn't just something that's going on in the U.S., well, frankly, you know, I run WatchingAmerica.com where we translate foreign news about the U.S. from all over the world. And it still seems to me that the foreign media haven't begun to get a sense of this huge cultural and political change that the liberty movement represents in the U.S. So if I can be a little part of changing that, taking the message of the, you know, the revitalization of liberty in the United States to my homeland, to Europe, that would be a great thing. A great thing to do, and thank you for helping me with that.
Oh, definitely. And yeah, what was most exciting about the third party presidential debates that I worked on in 2012 was the foreign media calling me for weeks afterwards, just floods of foreign media outlets that had no idea that there were things besides Democrats and Republicans. And so, yeah, I'm excited about, you know, taking that to another level in 2016 and you know, really blowing foreign media's minds with you as a big part of that. So.
You know, that's a really great effort. And I know it's going to be so much bigger this time than last time. You've got a big run up on it this time. And I know we're going to get some big names. Actually, I was on a conference call with Gary Johnson and some of his people and I'm part of his advisory board, the advisory board for Our America Initiative. And there's about 100 liberty activists and folks on that board. And there was a big conference call yesterday.
I really had to talk you into that, too.
Yeah, I'm sometimes slow on the uptake, you know. But, you know, we get them in the end, right? That's what can I say? And I had the pleasure of you know, really talking up what we're going to do with opendebates2016.com. This is the third-party debates that you're talking about. I mean, this time that's got a real potential to make a lot of difference. So basically, you and I have our work cut out on so many fronts, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and we need help. So help.
Yes. So check out Open Debates. Any of my listeners, if you haven't recently, check out opendebates2016.com. Make sure you know that third-party debates are happening in 2016. We're going into the break. We'll be back soon. Thanks for being with Zach Carter and me on Blue Republican Radio. For the Liberty Curious, we're spreading liberty with love. That's the idea. That's how we're going to get liberty spread throughout the United States, with love, not with divisiveness or dogmatism. That's what we're all about here. My friend Zach, my good friend Zach, the amazing media, Liberty Media Machine, has been a big part of that, is a big part of that. You mentioned, Zach, this great little gig that you got for me over there in London. I should let the listeners know, I'm actually recording this more than a week with you. I'm recording this more than a week before it airs. And the reason for that is I'm about to get on a plane. The reason I'm going to be in London is that I will be in Europe because I'm going to be teaching in a few countries, Slovenia and the Czech Republic. I'm going to be out there talking about political communication, the monetary system, big banking, and all that kind of good stuff, the principles of liberty, the free and free markets. I do that like once or probably once a year. Maybe I do one trip and I do two or three camps in one trip. So I'm going to be doing that leaving tomorrow morning. So I'm trying to get ahead on the interviews. And this is another reason why having a Zach Carter on one's team is so fantastic, because I can call my buddy at short notice and say, mate, I got to get an extra interview in the bag because I'm not going to have time to record one in the next week or two. So thanks for being available as always, Zach.
Oh, you bet. Although I think we'd all be good with just listening to you talk to yourself for an hour.
Well, I gotta say, you know, isn't talking to yourself supposed to be like the first sign of madness or something?
Well, you're sharing it with potentially thousands. So.
Right. Well, that is definitely the idea. Oh, and you know what? I should also say that now on the new BlueRepublican.org, and send all your friends to BlueRepublican.org, please, there is now a podcast section where you can find Blue Republican Radio archives on BlueRepublican.org. You would have think that was kind of obvious, that's how it should be, but it hasn't been for various technological reasons. But you can download the podcast there. And even cooler, if you've got an Android phone, and hopefully by the time this comes out, an iPhone, you can download the Blue Republican app and get the podcast right there to your phone, along with all other new Blue Republican content. Isn't that damn cool, Zach? It's really damn cool how far we've come.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty amazing. From
you know what? Actually, you're even more part of this than I've given you credit for, because, see, you say you try and get me to do things and talk to people and that I'm slow on the uptake sometimes. The guy who built it was the guy I had on the show last week, Dan Latrimurti, an absolutely amazing, just kind of liberty, IT, web designer, strategic marketer guy. And Zach, you had said to me, you got to talk to Dan. Dan's going to be the man. Dan is the man. He built it. And that was another contact that came through you.
Yeah, I found Dan on RonPaulYellowPages.com.
Who knew? Who knew that was even a thing?
And I called him up. I think he, thought I was crazy, but I met him in person when I was driving from Washington, D.C. to L.A. After those presidential debates.
Uh-huh.
And we stopped and had a coffee and really hit it off. And, yeah, he's an absolute guru.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. He's a modern guru.
Yeah. He's my internet guru.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I'm so optimistic. I mean, the quality of people who are in this are just fantastic. You know, we got media folks like you. We got, technological folks like him. You know, I was down in Sacramento, as I said, giving a speech. Actually, with Ben, your boss, if I can call him that, and some other great Liberty speakers, just last weekend. And, they've got just great people down there. Emily, I don't know, Emily, if you're listening to my show, you're probably not. But, what a great organizer, organizing these events. So, we just got to keep pushing. We just got to keep pushing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of these days we won't have a president that bombs 7 countries in his...
Wouldn't that be radical? Wouldn't that be radical?
Yeah, it just blew me away when I saw a headline today that, Obama's bombed 7 countries. And
that's quite a lot for a Nobel Peace Prize winner, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what the average number... What's the mean number of countries bombed for Nobel Peace Prize winners up to, before and after Obama? There's a statistic.
I think he's a little ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I think you might be right. A little above the median.
Yeah, and if we can get out the, I told you so message to every, all of the liberals that didn't join on to Blue Republican
right
in 2011, how cool would that be?
Right. I mean, this really is.
So you're right.
Say again?
They have to be having a little bit of remorse, a little bit of buyer's remorse.
Well, you know, this is the thing, you would think that events and reality would do that, but... Yeah, this is. I did a 3-hour class in Sacramento last weekend, and I was talking all about the. I mean, I have quite a few classes that I give on this stuff, and I kind of get into the psychology of the politics of identity and why it's so sticky. You know what I mean? Why we have these kind of tribal allegiances to our party, our team, and those who are most identified with our team. So, like, obviously, Obama, if you're a Democrat, etc. And it's really important that Liberty people understand that we in the Liberty Movement actually understand the techniques necessary to unstick these kind of tribal allegiances, because unfortunately it isn't actually reality and facts that unstick these political allegiances. I mean, kind of people use reality and facts to post hoc justify the changes that they make in their political points of view. But it's not reality and facts that cause them to begin to make those changes. You know what I mean? That's usually got to be a kind of emotional jolt. And as Liberty Movement folks, people trying to spread the message of liberty, peace, and the Constitution, we need to get a lot better at being good salesmen and marketing people for liberty. And that includes understanding how to subvert someone's, politics of identity, their political identity, I should say. So that's something that I'm all about. And, if there are any groups out there listening to this show, I want to be traveling the country more and more, giving these classes to any kind of liberty activist organizations in the United States. Because we've got to, as I say, we've got to really get savvy. We've got to turn into really effective salesmen. We've got to help people see what's in front of their eyes. Now, that sounds a bit crazy. Because if it's in front of your eyes, why would you need help seeing it? But, Goethe said, one of the most important German philosophers, I guess, and literary figures, said that you see only what you know. Well, if you wrongly know that Obama is a peacemonger and that the Democrats are the answers to all of the problems of the Republicans. Or conversely, that the Republicans are the answers to all the provide the answers to all the problems that the Democrats have caused. Then you're not going to be able to see anything that doesn't fit with that thing that you know, even if that thing that you know ain't so. So, that's a lot of what Blue Republican is about. Empowering the Liberty Movement, teaching the Liberty Movement to get really good at that. And when you're helping spread the Blue Republican word, Zach, you're helping me do that. And that's really important, and I appreciate that too.
Oh, you bet. And, was I thinking?
You said you wanted me to talk to myself. I just did, you see. I let you set me up for like a 3-minute monologue.
It's like opium.
What?
It's like opium.
You mean my voice alone puts you into a drug-induced haze? If that's so, I'm probably in the wrong job and could be making a lot more money.
No, it's what you're talking about, but...
Okay, well, I tell you what, hold on. We're going to the break, so we'll talk some more about it when we come back. Welcome back to Blue Republican Radio. If you haven't been to BlueRepublican.org, go to BlueRepublican.org, give us your email address, and that's all we want. You don't have to give us anything else. We don't want your money. We don't want anything else. We just want your email address. If you are enjoying Blue Republican content, radio, articles, we're going to make you in the most efficient way possible an activist. We're going to make it as easy as it's ever been. And all we need is your email address. So please, BlueRepublican.org, stick your name in the box. And for what it's worth, we'll give you a discount off the merchandise. But if you don't want any merchandise, that's fine. It's really good, though. But if you don't, it's fine. But, you know, get your 20% off the T-shirts and get those great stickers. The problem is capitalism, not capitalism. That's one. We've got the seal, you know, with the Peace, Liberty, Constitution, Principle Before Party, the Blue Republican seal. We got that. We've got the Liberty with Love sticker, and, you know, you can really blow the minds of people by just sticking that constitutional liberal sticker on your back bumper. You might cause a few traffic accidents as you blow up people's minds, but, you know, that's kind of the idea, blowing up people's minds for liberty. Anyway, Zach, I'm not going to go off on another monologue, because I kind of took you off on a huge tangent, but I want to throw it back to you. You're talking about Obama and his bombs.
Yeah, and I still kind of follow... some liberal media and liberal organizations. And I actually have a little bit of hope that some of those that you would think, you know, can't see might be starting to see. I know that Chris Hayes from MSNBC this morning tweeted that, at this rate we're going to be bombing us. What did he say? Like, we're going to be bombing Assad next, watch or something. But and then Credo, a big progressive organization, put out a release of what you can do to help stop the bombing, and it was pretty critical of Obama. So I do have some hope. We just need to figure out a way to get them to pay attention to you, but I'll work on that.
You're doing good work, my friend. Oh, you are. And you know what? I'm reminded. I was so sad that I didn't get to speak to her. But the woman that runs antiwar.com was also in Sacramento.
Angela,
yeah. Keaton, right?
Yeah.
And, she gave a great speech. Liberty folks really have to understand that Angela gets it. I mean, I got to tell you, I was there, Ben Swan was there, Angela was there. We had a fantastic speech by a Congressman McClintock, who gets it. He realizes that his job is actually to represent the people, and, you know, that he made an oath to the Constitution. He gave a fantastic speech. Wonderful lineup. It was a wonderful lineup of speakers. I kind of just wish everyone could have been there. You know, and that's another thing. There weren't enough people in that room, right? We had like a killer. I mean, one of the best lineups of speakers, maybe the best. One of the best that I've ever spoken with, and been part of, I should say. And not enough people in the room, because this is why we have the Blue Republican app, right? If there are events like that going on, and they're kind of cheap, and we need to like send it right to your phone and make it easy for people to see that, you know, where the event is and when it is. So we're building that infrastructure. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
And if you're an event organizer, feel free to call me. I freely dispense information. And my number is 206-551-8704.
You see, it's a brave man that gives his number out these days on a radio show. That's why you're good at what you do, see?
But, I've got some simple ways to boost your numbers at your Liberty events that don't cost much at all. The cost of printing out a stack of papers.
Right. Yeah, and I got to say, Zach knows what he's talking about, because he's actually done this. He's not theory. He's like hands-on. And he speaks from experiences of failure and of success, right? I mean, you've learned a lot from things that haven't worked and a lot from things that have worked.
Exactly. Failure has always been my best lesson. And,
right.
You know, trying to figure out how you don't do that again.
Yeah. You know, you would think on that basis, with all the failures that we've had in the Liberty movements for decades, that we should be set up for massive success by now.
And I think we are.
Yeah. Do you think? I think maybe people are getting a little sick of failing, aren't they? They're getting bored of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's time to stop being just a discussion group.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I might mention again, I don't know if I've mentioned it yet in this show, that a good way to do that is to download the Blue Republican app for your iPhone or Android. Have I mentioned that, Zach?
I think you did.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a bad memory. So things are changing. Yeah, you know, you're right. It's like, it really, you know, I hate to say it, but the article that I wrote in, 2011 that launched the whole Blue Republican thing, thanks to you, thanks to Israel Anderson, thanks to Elijah, thanks to other people, you know, everything that's happened since. Everything. I mean, there's hardly been a move made by the administration that hasn't proved that article more right than ever. It's very sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh. Yes. Seven countries.
Say again?
Yeah. Seven countries that he's bombed.
You know what? I am sure that the list of countries that have been overtly under our bombs, you know, our bombs that are being publicly dropped for all to see, is a much smaller list than the countries in which we have covert military or paramilitary forces.
Oh, yeah, or just messing with their power structure, not with our boots on the ground, but funding people who are causing mischief and mayhem, such as Ukraine.
Yeah. Now, what do you, you know, you're a veteran. I don't know, I mean, I think one of the huge problems that we have, one of the biggest kinds of damage that has been done under the Bush and Obama administrations is the complete loss of trust that the people don't have in the administration. So when they tell us that there's some, you know, evil organization wanting to do XYZ, a lot of us just kind of don't believe it anymore, or we find it hard to believe it, or we have a higher bar for evidence than we might otherwise have had. So when we, you know, so what do we, with that problem, like with that kind of, you know, epistemological problem of what we know, what's our responsibility as peaceful folks who, you know, liberty folks, when we see organizations like ISIS that may or may not be what they are being sold to us as? Where do we go from there, Zach?
What are you asking me?
Well, what do we do? I mean, you know...
You're asking me?
I'm asking you. Yeah, why not ask you?
I don't know. I'm the guy behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you've been a guy also behind a tank.
Yeah.
All right. Your opinion's as good as anyone's.
Okay. I'm fine with you doing the talking for me. But... But,
I don't know everything.
I got my little, my team, my A team.
That is true.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So,
I'll ask it in a simple way.
Good, because I'm a simple Forrest Gump kind of man.
simple and effective. What should we do about ISIS, Zach?
Why would we do anything about ISIS?
Okay, let me run with it. Because there is a human travesty going on, and this is an instance where real victims want intervention from forces that can intervene in what they deem to be an effective way. They have no means of saving their own life. And because we're all human, you know, we have that in common, there is some moral responsibility that comes with that, standing back and watching a genocide is not consistent with the values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, but it's you know, this is a small organization. They're already engaged in war with were engaged in just war with two countries. Now they've got a few more. You know, they were fighting Syria and they were fighting Iraq. Well,
yeah.
Three, because they were also fighting the Kurds.
Yes.
Let them handle it. However, you know, us not funding ISIS, you know, that would be a step in the right direction.
Right.
Funding, supporting, arming, and training them. I know I saw we just did an interview with a former CIA contractor at BenSwan.com. He was saying, you know, we were directly, funding and training ISIS. So that would be a good step. I don't think they're big enough to warrant us bombing them. They're not a threat to us.
So do you think that, are you kind of a purist on libertarian foreign policy? If they are, you know, killing little children, let's say, just because they're not a threat to us, should there be again, there's the whole problem of honesty, right, that I was getting at.
One, we can't afford to help them. We're $17 trillion in debt.
Okay.
And now we're going to go buy a bunch more Tomahawk cruise missiles and other munitions and everything it costs to keep those planes in the sky over Syria and Iraq, which adds up really fast. We can't afford it. This is for Iraq and Kurdistan and Syria and other neighbors to take care of.
What if those neighbors say, we need XYZ equipment, we haven't got it, please help, because innocent people are dying? What about when they ask?
Well, we've already sold it all to them.
Yeah, sure, but does the fact that we've done a wrong, that we've caused a problem, mean that we therefore don't have...
Yeah,
I mean, so you could say we have more responsibility to intervene in that case, right?
But somewhere we need to say, you know, we've intervened enough. All our interventions just cause more problems.
They nearly all do.
And by, you know, what are the negative consequences going to be of us bombing ISIS? We don't know. But there will be blowback from us bombing ISIS at any time we go to war with somebody, there's blowback.
Do you see any difference morally, though, between an intervention that that some people would call humanitarian, given that it's targeted at, say, I mean, I'm not saying this is what's going on, because I don't know, because I don't trust any of it either. But let's say, I mean, I think this is an important question for, you know, liberty folks. Is there not a moral distinction between a requested intervention aimed at saving innocent lives, for example, and a political intervention that is premised on the taking of innocent lives, such as our invasion of Iraq?
I really think that if you as an individual are so disturbed by what you're seeing going on in Syria and what's going on with ISIS or anywhere else in the world, that you either need to directly donate your time, money, resources to a group that's fighting them, or you need to go strap on your boots yourself.
Yeah.
Stop asking for other people to do it for you.
What about the fact that, how would you feel if there was actually, if a case was made to the people, and the people, to the American people, and the people were majority in support, and their representatives voted for it in a constitutional fashion, based on the explanation given to the people? Would that not be qualitatively different from what we are doing now, if the intervention was constitutional?
Well, if we're following the Constitution...
Uh-huh. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead, Zach.
We wouldn't have a military force with the capability to wage these endless wars overseas.
Yes. Yeah, now you've written about that. You've written... Do you know where the article is? Your article, yeah, on the Constitutional Army?
If you Google, what would a constitutional military look like?
Yeah.
It'll come up at benswan.com.
Check that out, because, you know, Zach, he's a very humble guy, but he's also a smart guy, and he doesn't usually put pen to paper. But he's also a vet, and he knows of what he speaks, and he's also a constitutionalist. And that was a good thought-provoking article.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about this, and I think even if you change the policy, that if you leave the structure of the military there as it exists now, which is unconstitutional, let's say we had a libertarian president and we just changed the policy and left the military, that the next president that comes along, you know, you've got that unconstitutional military, it more than the policy needs to change, the actual structure of the force. We have a military structured to wage war, to win two theater wars simultaneously and win. That's the plan that was,
yes,
drawn up after World War II. We had to maintain that capability, and that's what we have today. Going back to the military that the founders had in mind would make things much different in our world.
Okay, we're going to the break, and we've just shot through yet another hour. Thank you, Zach. We'll be back soon. Thanks for spending another hour with me, Blue Republican. This is Blue Republican Radio for the Liberty Curious. I'm talking to my good friend, Zach. I'm kicking back with Zach once again. In the break, Zach said he had a quote he wanted to share with you in the spirit of our discussion in the last segment. Zach, go ahead. What was the quote that came to mind?
Yeah, so it is, I am for relying for internal defense on our militia solely till actual invasion. and for such a naval force only as may protect our coasts and harbors from such depredations as we have experienced, and not for a standing army in time of peace, which may overawe the public sentiment, nor for a navy which, by its own expenses, and the eternal wars in which it will implicate us, will grind us with the public burdens and sink us under them. Thomas Jefferson.
As you were reading that, I was just thinking that we can understand why the founders stood for that. I bet they could not have imagined that by our moving away from those ideals, we would get to a point where the military was so big for its boots that it would be giving its equipment to our policemen.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? I mean, how sick, what a sick, sick society we've come doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, this, we've mainstreamed militarism. That's what we've done. But you know what? It really is, it's weird because it's kind of an extreme mainstreaming. I mean, we've mainstreamed something that's so extreme that I think this is a real node around which people are saying enough is enough. The militarization
exactly.
of... Yeah, yeah.
We've got real discussions going on about this now.
We do.
And we're winning.
And it's like I always say, the fight back politically starts in the culture when the culture sees everyday life changing. And you see an MRAP, you know, in the hands of your school district, my God, you know that your tomorrow is not the same as your yesterday. It's, I think, you know, who knows, maybe we're all starting to grow up a little bit as we're seeing tyranny get a little bit too much and a little bit too crazy. Thank you for being with us for yet another hour on Blue Republican Radio. Tune in next weekend and join me again.